I have never seen anything like this, in my lifetime at least. Donald Trump's approval rating is rapidly plummeting, and by proxy, the approval rating of the Republican Party is spiraling down the toilet. This is only 10 months before a very high-stakes midterm election where Speaker of the House Mike Johnson could lose his speakership, Donald Trump could be a lame duck for the rest of his second term, and therefore not be able to accomplish anything except executive orders that can easily be washed away by the next administration. While all of this is happening, the AFL-CIO, a labor union, called for a general strike that hasn't happened in over 80 years. One more time. Workers in the state of Minneapolis, Minnesota are engaging in a general strike, the likes of which we haven't seen in 80 years, in order to gain leverage over the forces that are occupying Minneapolis, Minnesota. More Perfect Union points out, on the ground, a massive number of workers have descended on the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport for the general strike today, forming an extended picket line with some blocking a main airport road at this time. This is happening when there's extreme cold warnings being sent out in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I just took the screenshot moments ago. It's negative 11 degrees Fahrenheit. When I checked earlier, just because I was curious, it was negative 18 degrees Fahrenheit. Folks, it is incredibly cold on the ground. There is an extreme cold warning, and people are still out protesting, gaining leverage over the forces that have been occupying their city and over the forces that murdered Renee Nicole Good. That part in and of itself was obviously disastrous and tragic. But I think what was also very offensive was the straight-up gaslighting that happened from the administration after, then the escalation that happened when they sent thousands of troops, surged thousands of federal agents into Minneapolis. Then we got dozens, hundreds of videos of these agents knocking people's doors down, breaking their windows, cutting off their seatbelts, and ripping them out of the car, only for us to find out that was a disabled U.S. citizen on her way to a doctor's appointment. That actually happened. Young children, as young as 5 years old, are being detained. This actually happened. Then Donald Trump tweets about the cold. He says, "Record cold wave expected to hit 40 states. Rarely seen anything like it before." And for one moment, you think maybe he's going to end it there and be a normal president who's just announcing that there is record cold. But then he says, "Could the environmental insurrectionists please explain whatever happened to global warming?" Keep in mind, this man's approval rating is plummeting down the drain, and he's worried about, quote, environmental insurrectionists. We learn in like fifth grade the difference between weather and climate, that the weather can change for short periods of time, like a weekend, while the climate is broadly heading in the wrong direction. But there's no use in explaining this to the president of the United States. I want to read for you this AFL-CIO message, but just going back to Trump's posts for one second, they're perfectly indicative of where his mind is, because he then posts, "Countdown, 7 days until the world will witness an unforgettable behind-the-scenes look at, you know, Melania's Amazon Prime movie." This is Melania's dumbass Amazon Prime movie that's coming out, and he posted this 44 minutes ago. So while the economy is tanking and people are struggling, he's talking about this shitty, corrupt movie. While people are striking, literally pausing economic activity, he's talking about this shitty-ass movie. People on the ground in Minnesota, like Pearl Rose, are saying, quote, "No mainstream media is telling you folks how bad it really is in Minneapolis. It feels like you guys think it's hyperbole, but no one I know is living in a normal way. Normal life has stopped and everyone is afraid all of the time. Not a little on edge, but deeply sad and afraid. There are literal occupying forces." He is gloating about a corrupt deal that he cut with Amazon. If you didn't know, Melania Trump cut this deal after Jeff Bezos visited the White House. Jeff Bezos gave Donald Trump some gifts. Donald Trump gave Jeff Bezos some gifts, and then Jeff Bezos and Donald Trump announced that Melania got her own $40 million produced Amazon movie about her own life. It is quite literally a quid pro quo corrupt deal coming from the White House. So just think about this. While hardworking American workers in Minneapolis, Minnesota are putting it all on the line, potentially missing rent or missing a meal to skip work and gain economic leverage out in the freezing cold to stick up for American values, Trump is at the same time eroding those same exact American values by furthering the corruption, emboldening the ICE agents, giving them more and more funding while stripping funding away from the most vulnerable Americans. Again, the largest general strike in 70 years is happening today in Minnesota. They are demanding ICE out for good. Amplify their demands. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to amplify their demands. And if you appreciate the fact that we point out what the mainstream media won't, we point out that Donald Trump and the Republicans are creating two economies. One economy for the 90% of Americans who are constantly getting screwed by this administration, by the oligarchs that this administration helps, by the Republican Party. Then they're creating a separate economy for the top 10%, people like Melania Trump and Jeff Bezos. The top 10%, which is the only economic group in America that this party actually seeks to serve. And they're doing fabulously well at serving them, not in spite of the fact that we're doing poorly, that average Americans are doing poorly, but because of the fact that we're doing poorly. They are benefiting off of their backs. There was a redistributive mechanism of the big ugly bill that made it so the most vulnerable Americans got screwed over, got their SNAP cut, got everything cut, and the richest of the rich Americans then got tax cuts. There's a redistributive mechanism so Americans now have to pay more in healthcare premiums. People that I know and care about have to pay more in healthcare premiums. And in turn, that money goes to ICE. So yeah, I think it's great that Americans are expressing their First Amendment right in gaining economic leverage in any way they can to stand up to this administration and stand up to their overreach. Quote, enough is enough. Hundreds of Minnesota businesses take stand against ICE. After protesters called for a pause on economic activity and work to strike against the federal immigration crackdown, many business owners kept their doors shut on Friday. Activists then flooded the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport as a part of the general strike against ICE operations. They had all hands on deck. I mean, it is beautiful to me that in this hyper-capitalistic society that is America, many would argue we are very overly capitalistic. And every time I go to Times Square in New York City, for example, and I see all these signs, it's like sensory overload of different advertisements. I love it. It's cool. But it reminds me how hyper-capitalistic we are. But despite all of that, it is beautiful to see businesses in Minneapolis, Minnesota come together and close down en masse, even if just for a day or two, to help protesters and help citizens gain leverage over immigration and customs enforcement in their current occupation of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And this matters. Politicians are trying to claim this doesn't work or it doesn't matter, but that's because it hurts their bottom line. At the end of the day, we are in an information warfare online. So these videos and tweets and all of this, they matter a lot. But the real on-the-ground power doesn't just come from tweets. That helps with messaging, of course, but the on-the-ground power comes from leverage, from money, or withholding money, withholding consent from the general population. I mean, to be incredibly blunt, this is a major case of F around and find out on behalf of federal agents and the Trump administration. They have continued to surge troops into Minneapolis no matter how many times people have protested peacefully and said stop. They have continued to violate the consent of the people in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and all across the country. I don't want to discount the invasions that we've seen all across the country, but lately it is clearly uniquely a problem in Minneapolis, Minnesota, so I want to keep focusing there. Just like earlier in the video we pointed out, people are struggling. No mainstream media is really saying and really illustrating how awful it is on the ground. As somebody who just wants to get to school in Minneapolis, they have to worry about not only the freezing cold, but now ICE agents and federal troops going to war on their streets. Yeah. Continue to push back. Continue to pause labor. I love all of you guys, and I love the way we are pushing back against this administration. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.